This is Capital Insider, an insider's guide to Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Sean, the time is almost here for the much-anticipated Supreme Court hearings on the constitutionality of four measures passed at the end of the session to help balance the budget.
Yes, the court will be considering whether the tobacco cessation fee, the motor vehicle sales tax, a standard deduction freeze, and a fee for electric and hybrid vehicles are in fact constitutional. There are three different lawsuits involved in these hearings, which will be back-to-back-to-back. The court will hear arguments on the unconstitutionality of the measures, which focuses on Article 5, Section 33 of the state constitution, which lays out the groundwork for approving so-called revenue-raising measures. It's the point of the state in its arguments that these are in fact not revenue-raising measures, but policy measures.
The hearings are on Tuesday.
And they will begin at 9 a.m. The second one will be at 10 a.m., and then the third one at 11 a.m.
In the Supreme Court chambers.
In the Supreme Court chambers in the state capitol. This is their ceremonial chambers, sort of their original chambers, and that are quite grand, and it's quite interesting to watch.
Is there any indication when the Supreme Court might rule?
No, there's not. We have seen in the past that on some of these issues where there was a time element involved, that they have ruled rather quickly. In this case, the tobacco cessation fee is scheduled to take effect on August 25th, in just a few weeks. And it is one of the larger revenue-raising measures of this package of bills. So they may move rather quickly in terms of ruling on it. It is involved in only one of the cases. The sales tax on motor vehicles has actually already taken effect. People are already paying that. And it is involved in two of the cases. You will end up with three different rulings, most likely, one for each case. But we don't know how quickly any of those will come down, except that I expect that the tobacco cessation fee will be decided before August 25th.
If the justices strike down one or more of the laws, what do you think will happen next?
I believe Governor Mary Fallon will call the legislature back into session in order to deal with what will be essentially a budget shortfall. On the tobacco cessation fee alone, we're talking about $215 million that would be pulled out of four agencies. When you look across the board at the others, we're talking about several hundred millions of dollars that would be pulled from almost all state agencies and would essentially create a major budget problem.
The last few days have seen highs and lows for elected officials in Oklahoma. Oklahoma County District Attorney David Prater dropped criminal charges against State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister and her political consultants for alleged campaign violations. But former State Senator Kyle Loveless pleaded guilty to felonies for embezzling from his campaign, filing false campaign reports, and perjury. Is that the end of these stories?
I think for former Senator Loveless, it is. In addition to the three-year suspended sentence, which he received in his guilty plea, he has agreed to pay a series of fines and reimbursements to the state election board and to the state. Ironically, one of the things he is paying is $10,000 to the state election board in order to cover the cost of filling the vacancy for his seat. In the case of Joy Hoffmeister and the political consultants, however, what District Attorney David Prater indicated was that the investigation was ongoing, so we could see a refiling of those charges or related charges sometime in the future.
It appears House Republicans are working on an agenda for the next legislative session, something they did not do this year.
That's correct. House Majority Floor Leader John Eccles announced the formation of a series of Republican agenda working groups that will be meeting to put together the caucus's agenda for the 2018 legislative session. Senate Republicans announced an agenda for the 2017 session, and of course the governor has her executive budget, which lays out her plan for the state, but House Republicans did not offer anything in that regard, where they were planning to go and what they were hoping to do. Representative Eccles says that these groups will put together that agenda, and the various co-leaders of these panels, which have been formed, have indicated that some of these meetings will be taking place behind closed doors.
That's Capital Insider. Catch us on KGOU.org and get the Capital Insider podcast on iTunes. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.